In this episode of GQDN, brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest and of course stackup.org, we talk about a game that could hit you very hard. And Sega, a little bit of Ubisoft, and a lot of PlayStation news today. But today, we start with an article from Eurogamer.net. And they are saying that Activision QA testers from Raven have taken a new step, or its next step, to become a union. Because they filed with the NLRB, which is the National Labor Relations Board, and the next step would be to vote on unionization. But the NLRB said in a quote with Axios, "Once a union has been certified or recognized, the employer is required to bargain over your terms and conditions of employment with your union representative." Now, Activision told Axios in response, "While we respect the NLRB process, we are disappointed that a decision that could significantly impact the future of our entire studio will be made by fewer than 10% of our employees. We believe a direct relationship with team members is the best path to achieving individual and company goals." So Raven is now has a choice to make. We'll see what happens, because you know we got our eyes on this part of the news. But you know me as a PlayStation gamer, not just a PC gamer. And according to JustDestructoid.com, Sony has required some developers to create some time trials for the next PlayStation Plus premium plans. So this is also very interesting, because that does put them on a timeline to get trials, basically game trials, previews and that stuff to get that up on the PlayStation platform. So you could see a lot of that if you so decide to do some PlayStation Plus, if you so choose. So that's from Destructoid.com. Now we go over to GameSpot.com, and PlayStation now has a new game provision department, if I said that word right. Some Gunza guy on Twitter said, "Today is my first day as a senior build engineer at PlayStation, working as one of their initial hires for the newly created Preservation team. Game preservation was my first career passion. So I am preservation." It's preservation. Yeah. "So I'm ecstatic that I get to go back to those roots." So we'll see what happens with the team. Now we go to the PlayStation blog. Just the first post of the PlayStation blog. And what PlayStation is announcing is that the variable refresh rate is now going to PlayStation 5. And I'm going to quote the first paragraph. "Today, we're excited to announce that variable refresh rate, VRR, support will start rolling out globally to PlayStation 5 players this week on HDMI 2.1 VRR-compatible TVs and PC monitors. VRR dynamically syncs the refresh rate of the display to PlayStation 5 console's graphical output. This enhances visual performance for PlayStation 5 games by minimizing or eliminating visual artifacts such as frame pacing issues and screen tearing. Gameplay in many PS5 titles feel smoother as scenes render seamlessly. Graphics look crisper and input lag is reduced. Previously released PlayStation 5 games can be fully optimized for VRR through a game patch, and future games may include VRR support at launch." And they do list quite a few games like Astro's Playroom, Destiny 2, Godfall, Resident Evil Village, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, all of that stuff. But going to DualShockers, And going back to the PlayStation Plus free games, well, some of the fans aren't happy with the leaked announcement for, I want to say, May? Yeah, for May. So what was leaked were the games of FIFA 22, Tribes of Midgard, and those are for both PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5, and only for PlayStation 4 is Curse of the Dead Gods. And there was a couple of responses to a tweet from Nibble, including a Cyan Hater quoting, "Cannot think of the last month PlayStation Plus or Gold has a, quote, great, unquote, lineup. Hopefully the new subscription is better." And Yoki on Twitter just said, "Wow, worst of the worst." So, do you think it's bad, or do you think it's actually good? Hit me up at Joe Brums on Twitter. By the way, at Joe Brums, the poll is still up, and it'll be up through the end of the week, because we want to know, in World of Warcraft, for Dragonflight, who's right? Me, Gulvin, or nobody? Now we go back to Destructoid.com, and Ubisoft revealed Project Q and says it's not a battle royal and will not have NFTs. Now what they said, quote, and I'm saying Ubisoft said, "We don't have plan to add NFTs to this game. You can find out more by registering and taking part of the upcoming tests." So we'll see what happens. I personally don't trust this, but because Ubisoft does support NFTs, but they've heard a lot of feedback, and feedback gone bad is quite a bad thing. Now, we reported that Sonic Origins will be coming out later, but Sega said that Sonic will delist digital versions of the classic Sonic games on May 20th. So, to me, if you're going to come out with Sonic Origins, then this is more of a replacement, which means it's not a big surprise that this had to happen. I'm just saying, okay? So, but we'll keep an eye on it as things develop. Now, we end today with a vacuum game called Justice Sucks. It'll be on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 this year, and they did show some various gameplay on it. This is not for the weak-minded. This is basically you want to kill a lot of things, and there's a lot of, maybe not so much guts, but there's a lot of blood that they're showing that shows up on the floor and all that stuff. And, well, you do the killing, because you are a killer robot. You know who won't be doing some killing? Me. Because tomorrow, and we're going to go back to the regular nightly show, because I'm going back to work tomorrow. Should be in full format. So you'll end up hearing the feed nightly again. So, anyway, I'm at Joe Brums on Twitter. You can find everybody at thedawnforge.com. And go check out our associate links at thegroupquest.com. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you again tomorrow. Who knows, maybe just Nintendo and Xbox. And no PlayStation tomorrow. We'll see. Go play some games, everybody.